This is MemberK Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberK Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. Today, I'm continuing on my series on encouragement. For those of you that didn't hear me last time, I'm focusing on some material that my friend Dale, who's on staff with me, gave me as a result of a devotional message that he gave based on Romans 12. Today, I want to talk about the whole issue around encouragement needing relationships in order to be the most effective. Now, that probably seems a little obvious to you, but people owe their failures and successes to the relationships in our lives. That seems kind of obvious, but I think you need to realize that with encouragement, if you're finding yourself not getting enough encouragement to feel like you're having a difference or you're making a difference, encouragement builds out of the quality and kind and number of relationships you have. Now, this is great. You're thinking, here I am in a place where I'm not really welcome. I'm a stranger. I'm trying to learn language better. I'm trying to be a person that people appreciate and affirm, but no one really knows. And there's so few other people like me that I'm just not getting much encouragement. Well, yeah, that is part of the problem. I think many people who find themselves in places like you, if I described you accurately, look towards resources that may not help them in the long run. For example, many people that are newcomers in a place where they aren't very well appreciated or known will seek out affirmation or encouragement from people like them. Now, that's well and good if your whole reason for being where you are is to relate to people like you. But if your reason for going to where you are living is to make new friends and build new relationships, then finding all your encouragement from people like you is going to put you in a place where you're not being an influence to those new people, the people that live there, the people whose country or place is their own birthplace. So it sort of works against itself. Another problem with seeking encouragement from your own kind is that you often end up being dependent on distant relationships. For example, people that you write letters to or that you email, people back home. And so a significant part of your emotional day then is taking up with communicating with people that you won't see. And I think over the long haul, you're not going to be achieving the kind of goals that you set out for yourself. So, okay, let's go back to this issue of you don't have many resources and how do you build on those? Well, I think first of all, encouragement starts within yourself. And that if you want to get encouragement, you have to be an encourager. Well, how can you be an encourager when there are so many barriers, you ask? Well, a lot of times you can't be the same kind of encourager that you were back home as you need to be here. Well, what do I mean? Well, for example, one of the ways that I encourage people is through a lot of humor. And dare I say sarcasm. I'm very quick-witted, people say, and I suppose that's better to be quick-witted than to be dim-witted. But a lot of that humor, that North American humor, falls flat when played for a different audience. I recently had the experience of sitting with a number of people, particularly Europeans, and playing one of these radio programs for them. And it was a particular radio program that was one of my holiday programs, frankly, a program that I was kind of happy with. But I played it, and as I listened to it with them, I realized that I wasn't that happy with it. I wasn't happy with it because there were a lot of North American sayings that I used, and even the Christmas carol that I used was not widely known outside of a North American or English-British speaking population. So I decided that I wasn't going to go for the encouragement, I was going to go for the criticism, because I was teaching people about how to do programs. So I asked for feedback, and you know, that's the kind of concerns that I had was the kind of concerns that I got back. Someone said, well, I don't know that Christmas carol, and so the meaning didn't make any sense to me. Someone said, it's obvious you're trying to be funny in certain places, and I didn't understand the humor, and that took me away from it. So, you know, that just goes to show that we really need to know what it takes to be an encourager in the new context. How do you find out what it takes to be an encourager? Well, I think the first thing is to go back to a concept that I've talked about many times, and that is the informants that you have in the culture. Ask them what people do to encourage each other. And I would also ask them what people do non-verbally to encourage each other. For those of you that are just starting out in language or that don't feel that you're far enough advanced to know some of the more nuanced varieties of language where you are, it would be good to know what an encourager would do without words. It could be things like the local variety of, quote, helping an old lady across the street, unquote. It could be doing something or bringing a gift for somebody or taking a minute to acknowledge the passing of a particular thing with a gift without a lot of words. I'm not sure exactly in your own context, but what I do know is that there are many ways to be an encourager without using words. And I'm sure every culture in the listening area has some of those unspoken rules and ways of behaving. So as you look at all of these things, you might want to say, how can I find out and who can I find out from about taking and making myself an encourager, being an encourager, sometimes without even using words? I find that when I'm in a cross-cultural context, one of the ways that I encourage people is to do things that they wouldn't expect an American to do. In another example, in the Northern Hemisphere, I was way out of my area, and I was at a conference, and I simply helped. I helped distribute things, I helped manage sound and seating, because I didn't have an official role to play. That meant a lot to a surprising number of people, that somebody like me, an outsider, would care enough to do some of those detail things. I'm not going to say that that was a bad reflection on other people like me. I'm going to focus on the fact that they noticed that I was doing something that helped them, and they took that as a sign of encouragement. My assignment for you this week is look at how you can be an encourager to others. Identify maybe two or three people that you could actually do some encouraging things or be an encourager with this week, particularly starting tomorrow. Is there somebody around that wouldn't expect that you could do something and they would say, wow, that's different. That person is stepping out of the way that I'm expecting them to behave. Because you see, what I'm trying to get you to think about is how to take care of yourself in this new place in a way that finds other of those insiders who can become encouragers to you. That's very important to me, and I think you'll find that it's very important to you. Well, that about wraps up all the time I have today. Be an encourager to people around you. It might not be that hard to be an encourager to your family, but try to find insiders that you wouldn't normally be an encourager to and try to become an encourager to them this week. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. we invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.